Jonathan Wilson, Wilson, Jonathan. Today's 8:30. He was born 1129 75. Mr. Wilson works at a chemical plant. They had a fire drill. He was around some guys that one of them had strep throat, and they all have come down with strep throat. He does have severe sore throat, no sign of abscess formation. He does have positive strep today. He's also concerned about his weight. He has a different physician that put him on Bio-T testosterone. His testosterone was in the 200. He's got it up to 710. I reviewed his blood work, including his PSA that was done earlier. And he wants to try a GLP-1, try to lose the weight. He wants to do compounded if the insurance will not pay for it, but we'll try to get the insurance to pay for it first. COVID immunization, AS, and distant past. Medical problems, vitamin D deficiency, obesity, ADHD, hypertension, history of diabetes, hypogonadism, depression, anxiety. He's not taking any medication for diabetes at this time. Medication includes clonazepam 0.5 BID, Crestor 20 milligram a day, testosterone bi-identical per doctor, per physician, and per his primary care physician. Valsartan 320 milligram once a day, allergy penicillin, Bactrim. Surgery, left knee surgery. Social, he's been married 30 years, has two grown kids. He's works at a plant. He doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, he doesn't use drugs. He weighs 204 pounds, but a couple of years ago he weighed. You have to look. His O2 sat's 98%, 98.20, 64, 137 over 81. Heart positive, sun positive, as to lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows JVD, skin shows no rash around mucosal tension, logical non-focal. TMs is very red, by the way, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed.
285.
Oh, he's 284. Sorry, his weight's 284. He's gone up 10 pounds in the past couple of months, a couple of years.
Oh,
yeah, put that in the family history. Dad, mom has COPD. Dad has borderline diabetes, obesity, no hypertension. Let's see, an exam. Oh, we just talked about things. Number one, strep throat. Number two, no sign of abscess formation. Number three, rocephalogram. Now, next one is dexamethasone 10 milligram. Next one is he's had rocephin shots in the past despite being allergic to penicillin. Next one is Z-Pak. Next one is Medrol dose pack. Next one is he does have fatty liver. We looked at his liver today and we're going to put him on Wegovy, W-E-G-O-V-Y, 0.25 sub-Q weekly. Next one is if they don't cover that, we're going to switch him to compounded medication. Next number, testosterone replacement for patient's PCP. Next number is continue with clonazepam per PCP. Next number is hyperlipidemia. Next number, we looked at his liver because he does have slight fatty liver, which definitely makes him more vulnerable to developing NASH, N-A-S-H, and is a good candidate for GLP-1 agonists. Next number, check blood work again because of history of diabetes. Next number, check A1C. Next number, depression stable. Next number, anxiety stable. Next number, upper and lower extremity pain related to multifactorial. Next number, VPH noted. Next number is I suspect patient does have sleep apnea with right-sided heart enlargement, but he wants to lose weight and see if he can lose the weight that way. Next number, reevaluate in the next month or so. Thank you.